Today on Gardening in a Minute, impatiens. Impatiens are cheerful, easy-to-grow annuals with bright red, orange, pink, or white flowers that attract butterflies. Plant your impatiens in the fall for winter and spring color in South Florida. In North Florida, they're best planted in the spring after the last frost. Impatiens need moist, well-drained soil and at least part shade. Direct sun can be too intense for many varieties. They look great when planted in mass and can also be used in containers, hanging baskets, and borders. Keep in mind that impatiens spread and self-seed, so give them plenty of room to grow. When your impatiens get tired at the end of the season, you can replace them with new bedding plants. But until then, enjoy their sweet blooms. For more information about impatiens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, a common palm problem. In Florida's sandy soils, palms often suffer from a magnesium deficiency. While this affliction is never fatal, it is unsightly as the older leaves turn yellow at the edges while the newer foliage will remain green. Magnesium deficiency can usually be diagnosed with the naked eye. Just make sure you know the symptoms of other common palm nutrient deficiencies, such as potassium and manganese, so you can distinguish between them. All you have to do is to make sure the fertilizer you regularly feed your palms has magnesium in slow or controlled release forms. In severely affected palms, it may take several years of supplemental magnesium treatments to overcome the deficiency. For more information about palms and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, powdery mildew. Powdery mildew is a serious disease of vegetables and landscape plants, especially crepe myrtle and roses. Powdery mildew first appears as small round, whitish spots on older leaves and sometimes stems. These spots quickly enlarge, turning into a dusty white or gray coating. The symptoms usually appear late in the growing season. Like all fungi, powdery mildew favors moist conditions and will thrive in humid weather, crowded plantings, and shade. Damage to infected plants can include the stunting of leaves, buds, and fruit. Leaves may yellow and drop, and the plant will suffer as it loses nutrients to the fungus. To treat powdery mildew, spray infected plants with a fungicide labeled specifically for this disease. As always, follow all label instructions. For more information about powdery mildew and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, rosemary. Rosemary is a pungent herb that's great for cooking and very easy to grow. This evergreen shrub emits a spicy aroma from its small needle-like leaves. You can dry the leaves or use them fresh in meals. If you don't like the flavor, remember that rosemary is an attractive, drought-tolerant plant. It's best to start your rosemary from a cutting or to purchase a small plant from a garden center, as it can be difficult to start one from seed. Your plant will need a sandy, well-drained soil and at least 6 hours of sun. Rosemary is originally from the Mediterranean, so it prefers dry conditions and suffers when watered too frequently. Rosemary will thrive in Florida year-round, although it may need to be protected from the cold. For more information about rosemary and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the Eastern Lubber Grasshopper. The Eastern Lubber Grasshopper is a large pest that is native to the Southeast. This clumsy insect can cause a lot of damage to landscape plants. It's dull yellow with black markings and red hindwings, and can grow to several inches long. The grasshopper grows through 5 stages before maturing into an adult, typically in July and August. Check your landscape for eastern lubbers in the spring and summer. The young remain clustered in groups, but the older grasshoppers are more likely to be solitary. Handpick them and throw them into a bucket of soapy water or crush them. If this doesn't work, you can try insecticides. But know that once they're large, eastern lubbers are not easy to kill, even with insecticides. For more information about grasshoppers and many other pests, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.